From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez promised big things for the future in his State of the County address this morning. And among those things is a major facelift for public housing neighborhoods in blighted Liberty City. The mayor said residents of Lincoln Gardens and Liberty Square have lived too long with crime and unemployment. And those are what the $74 million Liberty City Rising Project will address.
Here in Miami-Dade County, we are going to do big things. Liberty City Rising will be a big thing that we do because our residents in Liberty City deserve it, and it's good for the surrounding neighborhoods and for all of Miami-Dade County, and it's frankly the right thing to do.
Jimenez predicted that the renovation will also attract hundreds of millions of dollars in private investment to the neighborhood. Meanwhile, the city of Miami voted today to pay nearly $1 million to the estate of an unarmed man who was shot and killed by a Miami police officer. WLRN's Nadege Green has more on this.
Travis McNeil was killed by Miami officer Reynaldo Goyos during a traffic stop in Little Haiti 4 years ago. Goyos said during an internal affairs interview about the shooting that during the traffic stop, McNeil reached down towards his waistband area.
At that time, I said, don't do it. Gave him a loud verbal command, don't do it. And at that time, I saw a black object coming up.
And that's when Goyos shot McNeil, killing him. Investigators found no weapon in the car, only a cell phone near McNeil's feet. Miami commissioners agreed to pay McNeil's estate $975,000, but admitted to no wrongdoing. McNeil's mother, Sheila McNeil, says the money means nothing to her.
There's no such thing as closure when you lose a child. No amount of money will bring him back.
Officer Goyos was fired, but got his job back through arbitration last year. Travis McNeil leaves behind a 14-year-old son and 7-year-old daughter. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.
In Florida, authorities must prove drivers knew that they were in a crash before charging them with leaving the scene of an accident. The Florida Supreme Court today agreed with a lower court's decision to throw out the conviction of a South Florida man charged after he hit a skateboarder. The driver in the 2007 crash said he didn't know his truck struck a 15-year-old who fell off his skateboard and onto the road. A jury convicted him and he was sentenced to 2 years in prison. An appeals court later overturned that decision. Well, archaeologists have uncovered what they say is evidence of sea level rise at a historic site in downtown Miami. While excavating the 2,000-year-old Tequesta Indian village about 4 months ago, a team of archaeologists found a submerged pier made of bricks dating back to the Civil War era. They also found coconut palm trees underwater. Archaeologist Bob Carr says those bricks and coconut palm trees were about a foot below the waterbed and would not have existed on submerged land.
And those lines of evidence really strongly indicate a relatively rapid sea level change in this part of Miami dating back from the 1880s until present. It looks like the change is at least 1 to 2 feet.
Carr and his team have been examining the site since 2004 after a developer announced plans to build a hotel and entertainment complex there. Last year, the developer and preservationists reached a compromise to build the complex while showcasing the historic site. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMattei.